So we work with juvenile courts, and we work with the parents, too. So the parents are brought in right away. We discuss all the situation that's going on. We contact the juvenile court system. There's a juvenile court officer that works in Carroll County, and she was notified, and then she'll kind of move forward from it. At this point, we'll work with her as to whatever she needs from us. But the juvenile court will handle it pretty much for the most part from now on. So as of right now, he's got the false report of a bomb is what it falls into. There's also the possibility that he'll get a terrorism charge. And just by the code, by making the threat to blow up a building, that's a terrorism charge. Really, it all just goes to the juvenile court now, and they can determine which way they want to go with it at this point. Especially at the age of 11, you know, we're not going to put them in jail or probably put them into a juvenile home or that type of stuff. So we want to work with the family and make sure that the kid's getting the correct action needed to become a better student.